TuneIn Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. 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 The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, ESC Distributors Limited, Crown Bahama News, the IAAF World Relays Bahamas, the National Insurance Board, Popeyes, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Another glorious day. Happy to be in the land of the living. Above ground, out here. Inhale, exhale. We're good. Slap yourself in the chest if you are alive and giving praise. Continue to do that as we move out here and do what we have to do. It's a beautiful day. I'm grateful to be in your company. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper and check that thing out. All the information's in there. Major, major changes to Electricity Act. The BPL will be able to raise rates without IRCA. Ah, my God. The entire idea of the creation of IRCA being superseded. Let's have these kind of conversations. We're going to dive into it. I suppose we're going to do that tomorrow. Today is Small Business Thursday. And as you touch the paper and read all these particular things, the unaudited 185,000 surplus from CRIFTA 2023 and stiff fines for new environmental planning and protection bill, all the information's in there. Guys, you got to read this and see exactly what. But as you touch the paper today, it's a little bit thicker, right? It's Thursday. And all the time on Thursday, we take the time out to be able to recognize the persons who've passed away. We know that we have the obituary section across all papers in the country. And if we identify those things, many of our loved ones, brothers, sisters, friends, aunts, uncle, cousins, so forth and so on, has passed away. You open it up on the first page, second page, you can be able to see Steve McKinney's daughter, who actually passed away. We want to be able to say condolences to her, condolences to the family, condolences to all those persons. We often see those pictures come across our timeline. With a request for blood, with a request for these particular things. And more often than not, it doesn't necessarily end the way that we anticipate or would like to see it. So we want to be able to send out our heartfelt condolences to Steve McKinney, Peace Radio. We want to be able to send out our heartfelt to him. And his daughter in this particular time. And like I always say, if you're dealing with this at this particular time, I want to be able to say to you that through trial and tribulation, through identifying how we're going to be able to take care of the body, to capture this sort of essence and the pizzazz and sort of the life that still existed in this body that's transitioned and gone on, for us to be able to put it down with the kind of style that they carried in their life. I always tell you, reach out to my good friends over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They are located on Ernest and York Street. They got everything laid out for you. They are my very good friends. And I'm always grateful to be there with them and always grateful to be able to hear what they have going on, right? It's never really a quote-unquote exciting time when you talk about death and transition, but it's always a memorable thing to be able to capture the life and the essence of these particular persons. Please call them my very good friends down there at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They are located on Ernest and York Street. They can be able to accommodate you accordingly. Just let them know that you heard all the information here on the foundation. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you check them out now. Today is Small Business Thursday. And, I just reached out to Etheric and I asked him, when's the best time for him to kind of come. So we're waiting on that to set it up. But going on there to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, they got everything laid down for you. I just need you to do that for me, please. Make sure you do that. Once you do that, you can be able to get that 3411AFS, 3411AFS, SDs, jitneys, taxis, in-house financing. They got it available for you. Check them out, 3411AFS. They can take very, very, very good care of you. Let them know Howard sent you. They're open on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And also, DaVinci Innovators, Printing and Innovators, we got to shout them out. DaVinci Printing Innovators, they got everything available for you as it relates to graphics, as it relates to being able to present yourself professional on paper with the pizzazz that you require for this project, this idea, this proposal that you have. Reach out to DaVinci Printing Innovators. That's DaVinci Printing 242, DaVinciPrinting242.com. They can take care of you. They are located on the Village Road Plaza, right? Right there in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. They get all the information for you on the side of the bank. Let them know that Howard sent you down there. Guys, it's a beautiful day. As you can hear in the background, Ian is shuffling around everything. He's a little early today. We have a kind of schedule laid out today to be able to have a great conversation with you guys. So I just want to be able to introduce you to none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, bringing us all the information for what's happening around town. You remember that? What's happening around town?
What's happening around town?
You remember that? I think it was a paper or something like that.
Yeah, it's called, I think so. What's happening or something?
Yeah. So you tell me, what's happening? What's happening with you, my brother? Talk to me.
Well, good afternoon, first of all. Good afternoon to you, Howard Grant. And good afternoon, Bahamas.
You got your do-rag on?
I got my do-rag on.
Is your waves under that?
I do waving right now because just put my do-rag on.
Is it just like
on
a crescent?
I put on my Dax Wave Grease. And
that's what you did?
Yeah, because later on I'll be on television on another show.
And you know what? You make so much fun of light-skinned people. I don't think we do this.
No, what's that? In which respect?
This kind of a heavy Dax Grease with the wave cap and the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
This is a lot.
Yeah,
that's light-skinned energy. I just want to let you know that.
No, what's light-skinned energy? From a dark-skinned fella.
Yeah, this is Drake energy.
Oh, man, let's not get into that, man.
This is Drenergy.
Yeah, because, again, next week, I'm going to battle you, okay? So I want you to get your bars up.
Really?
And I'm going to battle you. I was writing some stuff for you. I hope you prepared.
Really?
It's going down. It's going down in the second round.
Yeah.
Really? Okay?
I'll be Chris Brown in this one.
Okay. No.
Ice Chris Brown. No, use Quavo. Ice Chris Brown.
Hey, listen here, Bahamas man. Like, once again, I said, my name is Ian Thomas. I am from Direct Marketers. And Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company. And we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea, and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. That's 552-0212, 552-0212. Since my time is limited, I got to jump straight into this. Howard, I know you were a big proponent about getting healthy and remaining healthy and all that good, how the importance about going to the doctor. If you individuals out there, if you're out there and you need to go and see a doctor, I want you to use my physician and my facility that I go to, which is Eastwood Family Practice. Eastwood Family Practice. They're right there in the middle of town on Rosetta Street. When you go there, right now, why everyone's going there, they have an incredible weight loss management program that's happening right now with the new revolutionary weight drug that everyone's talking about, that's been sweeping all over the airwaves and on social media.
Is this
media.
Ozempic?
Ozempic.
This is crazy.
Ozempic.
This is crazy.
It's crazy. Now, let me just go into this, and then I want you
How do I know about Ozempic?
Everyone knows about Ozempic, man.
Is it just because...
No, everybody
does the information find you, like the algorithm for overweight people?
Well...
This is too much, sir. This is a lot.
Well, you know what? Your algorithms do lead...
Yeah, but this is also a human thing.
Yeah, but it's also... It's something that's a lot of people taking advantage of. You know, a lot of individuals find themselves on those yo-yo diets, and they say, you know what? This hasn't been working.
I'd like to talk to them about that.
Yeah, definitely.
No, well, tell him, come on, seriously.
Yeah, I'm telling him. That's Dr. Adrian Roll. He's right there at Eastwood Family Practice. I'll give you the phone number. The phone number is 698-0935, 698-0935, 698-0935.
Now, I got real questions. Today we're advertising for this and being able to bring this to the forefront, but I have real questions for him and the viability of it because I have been across the internet, yeah, identifying the fluctuation of price that exists in America, the prices that exist in Canada, yep, and elsewhere.
Yeah,
and so I've identified those, yes, particular things, and then they started to talk more specifically about the long-term effects that can be able to happen, right?
Okay.
Now, some of these effects you get from just eating fiber.
Wow, okay.
Right?
Okay.
But, you know, you're not here to talk about that.
No, I'm not here to talk about that. Individuals want to go dive a little deeper into that conversation. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to please go and check them out. Like I said, they're on number 50 Rosetta Street, and that's between Mount Royal Avenue and Montrose Avenue. They're open up from Monday through Saturday. And the phone number, once again, is 65. So individuals who have been struggling with losing weight, you got to check them out. They have the most affordably priced package or
Sharon Osbourne did it.
Yes.
Oprah did it.
Everyone's doing it. People that you don't even know. They're here locally. I have a lot of friends.
Someone sourced in less than 6 months. Listen, they lost almost 100 pounds.
I've heard so many great stories about people who've been coming in there. Someone's calling me right now. I can't talk right now.
Crazy.
So it's very affordable, and it's almost guaranteed to give you the results that you want. Now, you have to come in for a paid consultation and learn how you can achieve your goals. And this is for diabetics and even non-diabetics. So losing weight is easier right now.
It was designed specifically for type 2 diabetes.
Very good. But they saw the results that that individuals...
People were just losing weight like crazy.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
It reminds you of the blue pill. It's easy
and it's safe. When you visit Eastwood... What? Anyway,
no, because the blue pills was designed specifically to be able to get heart flow.
Yeah,
ensure that you had proper
heart flow, right?
The proper blood
then
circulation.
Then after they took the blue pill,
and
then
it flowed.
Right, then they got heart flow.
Yes.
Okay.
It's what happened.
Yes. So you got to go down there if you've been searching and saying, you know, where can I find Ozempic and who can administer this as proper as possible for losing weight? You want to call Dr. Adrian Rowe down there at Eastwood Family Practice at 698-0935. Losing weight is so much easier and so much safer when you have a physician who can walk you through all the steps. Also, individuals who need a drug test for employment opportunities, or you might have dealing with a drug offense, you can also check out Eastwood Family Practice. They offer 6 panels of drug testing and screening, and that's quick and easy, and it's also 100% accurate.
Which drugs?
Any drugs that you might think that your child is on, your employee is on, whatever it is.
So what's the 6 variations? Let's say hypothetically it is.
Well, you have alcohol. They have alcohol. They have marijuana. They have cocaine.
You shouldn't get tested for drug alcohol. That in our system from church. If we're Anglican, don't give me this.
All right, then. Well, if you want to find out if somebody's on drugs.
Cocaine.
Marijuana.
Yeah, methamphetamines.
MMD. What are the MMDs? You got your Molly.
Crystal meth.
You got crystal meth. You got your smack.
Yeah.
You got everything.
Smack.
You
got,
yeah.
Smack?
Smack.
People take smack?
Yeah, if he's back in the day, you say...
Oh, he's on that smack.
No, yeah, he's on that smack. What's the other one? What are back in the day? Like, that boy is taking Quaaludes.
Really?
Quaaludes.
Really?
Get off them drugs.
That's crazy.
Where you get smacked. Yeah,
so
man.
So Dr. Adrian Rowe does all of this?
Eastwood Family Practice, exciting, led by Dr. Adrian Rowe. Also, those exciting wanting health certificates for immigration purposes, school, or for your job, you guys don't have to worry anymore. You can obtain this so easy with a
health
doctor
certificate
visit.
Health certificate for immigration purposes, sir?
Yep. HIP health certificate. Yes, you definitely need it for that.
I didn't know.
What else I wanted to tell you? So they have the health certificates. Also, if you, Howard and I were just talking about this before we came on the air, if you are legitimately unwell, that means you're sick, you can go there and get your
sick slip.
It's
crazy that you have to say legitimately.
You are legitimately, because some people say,
but then you can't make that determination. If someone takes the time out of a job but is paid him,
mm-hmm,
and say they're sick,
uh-huh,
but they don't necessarily present.
Right.
That means they may be sick in the head. They still need the sick slip.
Or they might be
need a mental
sick
day
to the fact that they are late for that Miami
sick
flight.
I'm working for these people.
They're trying to get off. They're trying to get to Miami. You bugged them right by the airport. I thought you were sick. You didn't see the doctor now. So that's it. So if you need a sick slip, go down there, but you have to be legitimately ill. Also, full panel of the 7. They test for 7 different STDs, and so they have a panel of STD screening. You can do all the STDs that you, you know, trying to figure out if you might be going through or whatever. I don't want to name all of them right now, from your, you know, chlamydia and your all the other stuff. I won't go on with all that stuff, including HIV. So go down there and you can know your status as it relates to STDs. Dr. Roll also says he cannot stress enough the importance of having your diabetes and hypertension managed properly, so you can reach your proper goals and so forth to prevent and save you from major cardiovascular events like strokes and heart attacks. So go down there if you are dealing with diabetes and hypertension, so you can make sure that you are regulated properly, you're seen properly, and all of your levels are where they should be. Stubborn earwax removal, that is something that can also be addressed. So if you've been dealing with that irritating stubborn earwax, go down there. A lot of people have called
this
me
back. This is crazy. I feel like Dr. Adrian Rowe is like a TikTok doctor, because I'm watching all these things on TikTok.
Wow. Listen.
Yeah, I do the. I watch. I'm kind of a weird guy, right? So I watch.
You're telling me.
I'm serious. I'm kind of, my wife and I, like the pimple popping thing.
Oh my goodness.
Which is crazy. I'd be like, oh my God. I said, baby, don't look at this. Jesus,
my son loves that. Why would you watch that?
And then the air wax thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, how do people let, can you not, you can't even hear what I'm saying.
Excuse me?
You can't even hear what I'm saying.
Pardon me?
You got to go down to Dr. Adrian Rowe.
Child, please.
He got to
So that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
You got to put a hook in your ass.
Okay, yeah. Someone get the plunger.
A fishing line.
Someone get the toilet plunger.
No, but I'm serious. I watch these things, and as you talk about these things, from Ozempic to all these particular things, he's really like cutting edge.
Yeah, he's cutting edge. Ah, I love that. Dr. Adrian Rowe, Howard said it, that you're cutting edge.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing. Also, women, feel comfortable knowing that Dr. Rowe performs gentle pap smears, so the procedure won't be something you have to dread.
Let's say gentle.
Gentle, he's very, very gentle.
Yeah, because a lot of women say that it's rough.
Yeah. You know, they say be gentle. You know, it's time
and
to
also
be.
And also checking for their, you have to check for the breast.
Yeah. But how are you all over these people's body? The man said a pap smears. Now you want to go up to the people.
No, I've been married for a long time. I've been married for a long time.
Yeah,
and all these things are important. You have to check it out.
I know. You see them on the chair and you get. So affordable pediatric immunizations is a must for all children. And it ensures that their health is properly protected as they grow. Eastwood Family Practice lives by the motto, people over profits. So I want you to go down there and check them out. It's a wonderful, friendly atmosphere. It's clean. It's right next. It's right in the middle of town. Right in the middle of town, like I said. And the phone number is 6980935, 6980935. And the location, on Rosetta Street, number 50 Rosetta Street. And it's right between Mount Royal Avenue and Montrose Avenue. So that's a great thing that you guys need to know. And go and check out Dr. Roll at Eastwood Family Practice.
I think I just passed him.
Yes, tomorrow. Howard, you have young kids. I don't know if you're happy you are with the school that they go to. But St. Andrew's School, this Friday, April 26th. Is that tomorrow? When is April 26th?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, today. Tomorrow. That's right, of course. But time, come catch up quickly. Tomorrow at St. Andrew's School, St. Andrew's International School, at 1 p.m., they're inviting everybody, everybody to their open house that they're having there on the campus. It's going to be information. It's going to be a lot. They're going to be giving a lot of information. And there's also going to be a tour for a secondary family. So go and check it out. The entire staff encourages you guys to come along and take the whole journey with them. Now, the phone number for St. Andrew's School, write it down, ladies and gentlemen, 677-7800, 677-7800, 677-7800, 677-7800. Go check out everything that they have to offer. And you can go and check them out online at www.standrewsbahamas.com. And if you're interested in registering, you can also go online to admissions@st-andrews.com. That's admissions@st-andrews.com. You can learn about the International Bachelorette Program, but be advised that you have to hurry and check it out because seats are limited. St. Andrew's been around from 1948, so that says a lot about their learning institution. It's evident that St. Andrew's has been doing something right over all these times, all these years, because of, I have, you know, they have a long existence. Go ahead.
I think maybe for the past 3 years,
Mm-hmm.
I have every single year been doing something specifically for St. Andrews.
That's wonderful.
Every single year.
It's like a give back, or just,
the principal was here. These guys were here.
Okay, okay.
They always come and talk to us, and it's extremely exciting.
Well, right? I got to shout out Ms. Bodie. She's a wonderful person I've been dealing with. That's my contact person. I mean,
She's excellent.
The entire faculty, those guys are incredible.
It's a great school.
She's a wonderful, but yeah, I went there from.
I did a live from there.
Yeah?
And I met some of the kids.
Yes.
These guys are.
Howard, I went to St. Andrews from 1978.
Well, what happened?
Ladies, we're going to go to break as I double backhand slap Howard.
No, I didn't mess with Ian, right?
I imagine living in Camp Road, going to St. Andrews. It was crazy. But let me tell you something. You got to go check out St. Andrews. They boast how many graduates go on to study at some of the world's leading universities, including Yale, Harvard, not Howard now, Yale, Harvard, Stanford, Brown, and so many other universities.
Princeton?
Yeah, Princeton also. Very good. So if you're looking for a school that's known for outstanding education from preschool level all the way up to grade 12, and who also offers international curriculum, but still includes many local aspects of teachings, you want to visit St. Andrews School. Where are they located, Howard? Yamacraw Hill.
Yamacraw.
Just opposite, what's the food store? Is that Fresh Market?
Fresh Market.
Yeah, just opposite the food store. You can go and check them out there.
Bass Palm Key, right there.
Yeah, you got it, you got it. Hey, listen, your child deserves the best. Howard is always talking about that, how, you know, he
I was living way out west.
Education,
and
huh?
I considered taking my daughter there. My daughter's almost done with school
right now.
Right,
uh-huh.
Right, but my five-year-old, he's heading into the first grade. And so my wife and I were really having conversations, and we moved out east.
Yes.
So this is really an option to be able to think about going to St. Andrews.
Hey, listen, right now is the most idyllic time for you guys to enroll your little one or your not so little one at St. Andrews International School, like Howard says. So don't wait. Also, I have to mention about their summer school. When I was younger, I would go, my stepbrother would go, and I think a couple times my mom even paid for my cousins to go. St. Andrews had the best summer school. And some of the things you can take advantage of.
You went to St. Andrews?
I went to St. Andrews, yeah.
You graduated from the high school?
I went from St. Andrews to grade 7, and then I left.
And then you left.
Right, yeah. But, you know, I have a lot of friends from all over the world, and we still communicate. And
it's crazy that you said all over the world, because when you think of St. Andrews, it's never really located. It's not isolated to sort of a local standard.
Right, very good.
I hate to say it like this.
Right, right.
But there is sort of a local standard that exists with the focus. Now, they do this.
Well,
with the focus on BGCSE, so forth and so on. But they're taking you up to an international standard. So
that's why they...
SATs, your APs,
all these things.
And you're prepared.
It's an international school.
It's an international school.
Yeah, but like I said earlier, they have still keep that local where you still, you know...
I like the fact that they're really your community.
Yeah, they are a community.
I like that.
Yes. Wow, hey, Howard, you know a lot. Like, you've been to St. Andrews yourself. So go check out the campus, man. Go check out the campus. Like I said, some of the things that your kids can enjoy over the summer. They have an array of different programs. They have arts and crafts and science and technology. They have sports and baking and the daily swimming. We love that as kids. We go swimming daily. So when it boils down to it, St. Andrews School, or should I say St. Andrews International School, is the number one choice for those who really and truly want to see their child succeed.
I like this.
Once again, visit the open house tomorrow, Friday, the 26th, from 1 o'clock. It's going to be incredible. People are going to come from all over. And listen, if your child's future is important to you, like it should be, if that's paramount, you want to go and be a part of what's happening at St. Andrews School. The phone number, once again, 677-7800, or go check them out online at standrewsbahamas.com. And that's a wonderful thing there. Now, Howard, yesterday, guess what I eat? Very good. I had Bahamian and Haitian food. You like Haitian food, bud?
I've never had it.
But you got to get something. It's called Paradise Restaurant. They're located on Mini Street. How you know? Howard, you better stop here, nobody. How you know they're on Mini Street? And I just find them out.
Sir, I just read when I drive. I don't know about y'all. I need
Paradise Restaurant. They're located on Mini Street. south of Cordo Avenue. The phone number is 677-1341. 677-1341. Now, I am a generous person, so I'm going to do something wonderful. I'm going to let Howard buy somebody some lunch tomorrow. That's the least I could do, because I get money like dirt. So Howard is going to go buy them some lunch tomorrow. So they open up 7 days a week.
Okay, Puffy.
They open up 7 days a week. I just spent all of Howard's insurance money.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. They open up 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, from 11 to 11. Other days they open up from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Wait, that's a long time, you know. So you can dine in, also enjoy a nice game of pool. You're looking for that nice Haitian soda. It's called the Kwan, and the nice Haitian beer called Prestige.
It's called the Kwan.
Kwan, yeah. Why am I saying a Haitian beer like a Spanish person? Prestige? That's crazy. So you can get the Haitian beer.
So give me the accent.
Called Kwan. Huh?
How do you say it? Prestige?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess Prestige.
Okay, I like
that. Okay, good. That's great. So you can get that along with all the regular beers that you guys love.
But the soda's called Kwan?
Kwan.
That's a dance, you know that?
Yeah?
Hit the Kwan!
Yeah! Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, look at Howard over there in the corner twerking. Howard, stop it.
You wilding out, sir.
Howard, come on, man, Howard.
You're doing way too
Howard,
much, sir.
Howard,
they can see me on this camera.
This is a PG. This is a PG show, Howard. Get off the table, Howard. Howard, I'm not going to throw dollars at you.
Sir.
You got cheers for 20. Okay, listen here. So, okay, you can also check them out on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. It's a wonderful place. So, you can try the wings. Listen, the wings that I had yesterday, they were sauteed with onions. But if you're in the mood for seafood, well, you can get that done there. They have their fried snapper. It's seasoned to the bone. You can taste the love in every bite. But the main dish that everybody gravitates to is the way that Paradise Restaurant prepares its pork. It's griot pork. That's wonderful. You got to be mindful now. When you go there, the snapper and the pork is served with fried plantain and a salad and pickles. Mm-mm, that's good. And you can even create your own option when you order the wings. Now, got to be honest, everything on the menu was fantastic. My friends are still talking about how much they enjoyed the food. So if you're in the mood for the most mouth-watering Bahamian and Haitian dishes, don't waste your time trying to figure out where to go. You want to go to Paradise Restaurant on Mini Street and fall in love with the entire menu.
Do they deliver?
No, I asked that yesterday. They don't deliver, but you can use one of those delivering apps. I can't call their names. That picks up food and drop it off for you.
What about, like, so you could call in advance?
Yeah, you can call in advance.
They take credit cards?
Yeah. Let me go
These
ahead.
These are all important questions.
These are important credit questions.
Because people don't travel with money anymore.
Yes. I was right there yesterday. They had the credit card machine right there. Also, they have, you can order via, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to try something today or tomorrow or next week, 558-4211. 558-4211. 558-4211. And the restaurant number is 677-1341.
Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back here with Ian, all the way from Direct Market, is telling us a little bit more about how we could be able to have a refreshing Kwan. We're going to be there.
I want a prestige.
The foundation.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Get ready for another exciting Fish Fry Friday in Riverville, downtown Nassau, kicking off the month of May, celebrating Nurses Month. Night Nurse. From 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., featuring the Big Band Visage and DJ Beats. We salute all the nurses as we celebrate Nurses Month at Fish Fry Friday.
My girl call her knocks if I leave home. Well, I tell she are real close. Girl, I almost did.
Admission $25 general, $55 for the Bahamian Buffet at Vacation Cafe and the party. All government workers get $5 off their entry with your work ID. You can win passes to dine at Vacation Cafe and passes to the water park. So make your plans to be at Fish Fry Friday.
for the best in soca Bahamian and your favorite old school jams. Fish Fry Friday, Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, 12 Volt Bar, May 3rd.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. First out the gate this morning, we're having a great conversation with none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers. He told us about Eastwood Family Practice is an exciting thing. The cutting edge, Dr. Adrian Roll. I think that's what we got to put. The cutting edge. Maybe he should start doing some little TikTok stuff.
Mm, that's a wonderful thing. I'm gonna pass that on to him and maybe him or one of the staff members.
We don't have to see the people's face.
No, definitely.
But we won't see. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Bohemianers is beat our dirty.
Yeah.
We need to see that, right? And then St. Andrew's School, you started to tell us about that. And then you said Paradise.
Paradise Restaurant. Where are they located again?
Restaurant
Where are they located?
On Mini Street.
Mini Street. You got that.
On Mini Street.
What are their phone numbers?
I know the text which you put there, the WhatsApp number.
The WhatsApp number?
558-4211.
Very good. And if you want to call the restaurant.
So why do I feel like I'm getting tested every time
you're
come
not
here?
Getting tested. I just need to see where you are so I could put you in what grade next semester.
Okay.
That's good.
Get the little, get the cone hat for me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, you're not saying something's wrong with you, but you're on the spectrum.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's say the phone number for Paradise Restaurant is 677-1341. And they're located on Mini Street. That's just south of Cordova on the menu. They have steam ribs, $12. Steam turkey, $12. Steam or baked chicken, that's $12. Well, I mean, everything is $12 here. They got wing snacks from $8. Fish dinners, $20. Wing dinners, $13. Griot dinners, $18. Fish griot. Wow, fish griot. And they didn't give me none of that. Okay. $18. Wings and wings griot, $12. And this is, I think, this pork griot, $15. All these things can be served on the side with your corn and your beets and your pickles and your plantain and your macaroni and salad and coleslaw. They also offer white rice and peas and rice. I didn't get any of that yesterday, but I got the plantain, I got the snapper, the pickles, and the salad, and they give me a nice salad with some nice ranch dressing. Yeah.
You gotta
now, can I, on a serious tip now, I know you're gonna buy two people some dinner. Can I buy you some lunch from there? Maybe you or your wife between today or tomorrow or Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna do that. What's your wife like? She like, is she more of the pork? Man, the pork was so good. I ain't gonna lie, man. That pork was soft.
You know what? I have a tendency to look at my God, why am I the fat one? Because she just eat.
She's eat more than you.
No, she don't eat more, but she eat anything. Like
she'd eat anything.
She's explore.
Mm-hmm.
There was a restaurant in Grand Bahama called Willie Broadleaf. Mm-hmm. They served alligator.
Oh God!
It was a buffet restaurant that I worked at the hotel. She actually ate the alligator.
Your wife is strange.
She likes things like that. She likes she's gonna test it out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
She walks naked and afraid, and she say, "I'll eat a snake." I'm like, "This is a crazy thing, miss."
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna.
So
take
she
that
will
to
try.
She will try different, different dishes, and she's adventurous when it comes to her taste buds.
Not me.
Okay, then. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they ain't gonna alligator down here to Paradise Restaurant located on Mini Street. Just south of Cordova Avenue, but they got all them things I just mentioned. Once again, 677-1341, 677-1341.
The prices are amazing.
Prices are excellent. Someone just right now.
The portions. That's what black people.
Oh, nice big portions. Yeah, man. I didn't eat all my food. I ate a little bit and I put it in the fridge. When I go back home again, I got attacked that again. I ate most of the salad and that was good. And just trying to just pick little bits of the pork because I wanted to save it for later. That's what I like to do. I like to take my, even if my mom sent me some food, it'd be so good. I eat a little bit, put it on the side, eat a little bit. I try to turn it into, must be about 2 or 3 days. But that's good too. Also, someone asked me for the number for St. Andrew's School and their open house, which is tomorrow at 1 p.m. The phone number for St. Andrew's School, 677-7800, 677-7800. If your child's in a school right now and maybe not doing as well as you want them to do, and you want to change the school, you want to relocate them, this is a great time. Or your child is just starting school year in the new year, of course, new semester. Go check out St. Andrews, and don't forget, their summer session is incredible. Carry them there. They can learn all kinds of things and have fun. Also, Eastwood Family Practice. You want to lose weight? Ozempic. They have the best price for administering the Ozempic. You're going to lose weight. No more yo-yo diets. No more, someone say, drink this, no more that. Go online, see all the wonderful stories. You can Google it. You can go on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. See the incredible results that people are having with using Ozempic. I got some friends and family members. Can't call their name. They use
Ozempic?
They using it, yes, buddy.
They take insurance for Ozempic?
I can't get into that. I can't get into that.
That's a strong question I just asked.
Yeah, that's a very strong question. The phone number for Eastwood Family Practice and Dr. Adrian Roll, 698-0935, and if you need a sick slip, go check them out. If you need immunizations, go check them out. If you need STD testing, go check them out.
He's give you sick slip for for marriage? My wife just texted me. She said, what about if you're lovesick?
Oh, that is so great. She has a boyfriend.
Obviously.
She got me talking about you. He said, Howard, just sick of him.
I'm sick of him.
I'm sick of him.
Okay, good.
Yeah. The love that I have, it's sick. Hey, listen here. Howard, your favorite thing is shaking. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, these bully pills, Howard, they're going like crazy. 6 pills for $55, the bully pills. Get them, they're all natural. Whether you have, it doesn't matter if you are suffering from skin or diabetes or anything, these pills are all natural. Buy these pills, you'll carry on like, oh, Lord, you'll carry on like a soldier. Men are calling me like crazy for these pills. Women are even buying them for their guys. It doesn't mean that you're totally dead. It just means that, hey, I want to give her something a little extra. You will enjoy this. It's going to wake up that sleeping giant. Going to give you a strong, hard erection that you haven't had in a long, long time. These bully pills. Give me a call. 552-0212. 552-0212. Only $55. Incredible, incredible results. All natural pills. And everybody loves them. Everybody. I'm going to give Howard one right now.
No,
Howard,
sir.
Open
no,
up your mouth. Howard.
No, sir.
Howard. Oh, God, let me hold it. Howard,
no,
open
sir.
Up your mouth. That's it, Howard. Right down here.
No,
right,
sir.
Right in Howard's mouth. Go ahead. Howard, swallow.
No, sir.
Yep. He's saying no, and he's swallowing it, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes. He just swallowed it.
I'm
ladies
42
gentlemen, that's
years
very
old.
Good. Look, it's
now,
done
heard,
waking. He's
heard,
stand up.
I heard some.
He's stand up.
I heard some young people say that they actually use this.
Mm-hmm.
I hear some younger person talking.
Yeah.
Some fellas younger than me.
I'm telling you.
Actually start to talk about.
Yes.
They using these things. Right? I really ask people questions. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you need encouragement.
Right.
If you need a boost.
If you need a boost, right.
This is important that you do that.
Listen.
But I always say, because I think a lot of persons have this kind of a conversation with the blue pills and the yellow pills and the other pills and so forth and so on. And we know the side effects associated with the fact that you don't want no.
Heart palpitations.
Palpitations.
Very good.
You don't want these issues.
These are all natural pills. I spoke to an individual. He spoke to his urologist, and I spoke to my
you
urologist.
You can't be ready to die.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
What if someone says, say,
my boy, I can't go kill us. Well, no, then no. I guess you're ready to die. Right. But no, but listen, this pill, you take it, you drink some water, you don't want to drink any alcohol, and in 30 minutes to 45 minutes later, boom, you're ready to get in there. And just do what you have to do. Your partner is going to be so, so happy. A woman bought some for her husband. Oh, geez, I had about 5 different women. But a woman bought some for her husband last week. And she was like, Ian, we haven't been intimate in years.
This married couple.
It's a married couple. They are, I think they would be late 60s, early 70s.
While you're selling this product,
yeah.
This is a conversation that we don't have socially. While you're selling the product.
Mm-hmm. Look at my phone.
This
phone
is a
going crazy.
All the time. So
yes.
I know that.
Go ahead.
But this is a conversation that we don't have socially. A lot mm-hmm. of people, they feel taboo.
They feel taboo.
Like, yeah, like, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
This is a very quiet, this is an intimate thing.
Right.
This,
you
this,
know
have
what?
This to the confines of a doctor, so forth and so on.
but they don't want to talk about some real issues.
Oh, man, I want to be real candid right now with how I talk. Like if you and I were not on the mic. But, of course, I'm going to be respectful, of course. You know what is so funny? I say it like this when I'm talking to people. I said, God has a serious sense of humor because women reach their men reach a sexual peak before a woman. But a woman has a sexual peak that can last longer than a man. And it seems like everything is off balance, and I guess that's why you have a lot of cougars out there. That's a whole nother story, because it's like that people are reaching something before someone and declining.
That's a heavy conversation you have.
Yeah. So as a man, as he becomes a little bit more reserved and down there is not working like how it used to be, now his partner is being forced to have to shut down their intimate years earlier because their person, their partner, they can't perform. So the only thing left after that is maybe someone going and stepping outside their marriage. I also have friends my age and older who are dating younger girls, and they don't realize either between that balance. So now you're not going to be able to satisfy this younger person that you're with, and now that person's probably going to go out there and so all these things have to be thought of, because now you're setting yourself up. You can't fulfill the desire of the other person. You want those bedroom bully pills? Give me a call, 552-0212.
Hit it better than that.
552-0212.
Hit it better than that.
552-0212. 552-0212. You got it, man.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Market, has told us everything about Eastwood. It's very exciting. I want to find out more from Dr. Adrian Rule. I'd like him to call.
Right about the Ozempic.
No, I'm
seriously. Yes.
No, I'm very serious.
Definitely. You have his number. I'm also going to give you the cell number. The cell number is almost the same thing. It's 376 and the last four numbers, 0935. 376-0935. You can lose, start shredding those pounds immediately.
I want to talk to him about coming on the radio and talk about this, and let's flesh it out.
He's not
because opposed. Because we'd like to be able to do it. Also, St. Andrew's is going to be having their open house tomorrow, 1 p.m.
I'm going to be there.
It's going to be Friday, 1 p.m. They got all the stuff in there. Admission at ST. -andrew.com. You can be able to find out more information about that. Give them a call, 677-7800-7800. They can be able to assist you with that. Go down to Paradise Restaurant on Mini Street. They can be able to assist you if you're looking for some picklies, if you're looking for a little quan, little prestige. What's the name? Mm-hmm. Prestige?
Yeah, prestige. That's prestige. The Asian there. Prestige.
How do we say it? Prestige? If you're in the market, even if you're feeling different about it, if you're thinking about it, if it popped up in your mind, I see the telephone lines here start ringing up.
Yeah, man.
When he put on the bedroom bully stuff, if you want to be able to do that, please give Ian a call at 552-0212. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take this commercial break and get back. Ian, I want to thank you so much. Amen. You came in a little early today.
Yeah, yes, sir. I appreciate it.
But I'm grateful that you did that.
Yeah, well, I'd rather you say that than some lady tell me that.
Sir, have a great day.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see you back. I want to talk right after
96.9 FM, sorry. The number one station in the world.
The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau. Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink. Or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Elaine,
You hear what boss man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No. About how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
Come out. Ain't be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like raining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Jovi Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Ramis, DBS, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Lock, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, April 25th. Is it 25th? 25th. If you're celebrating your birthday, I want to say happy birthday to you. My Aunt Patra, Cleopatra, she celebrated her birthday yesterday. I suppose she's 16 years old. Out in Grand Bahama, I want to say happy birthday to you, Aunt Patra. And then my good Turks Island voice, Auntie Patra. This is my mother's sister. I would just pray that the Father continues to be able to bless you and takes you from glory to glory into the space that you've been called to do your thing. I love you very much. It's my aunt. She's the technician in Grand Bahama, celebrating her birthday. From all of us here in Nassau to all of you in Grand Bahama, we want to say happy birthday to Aunt Patra. So we're going to be able to do that. Guys, we're here and we're talking still and being able to do these things. We last week had a great conversation with Pastor Hervis Bain about Men's Mobilization March that's going to be happening on Sunday. On Sunday, that's going to be happening. Was it the Western Esplanade or down there at Clifford Park? And then you're going to walk right around and come right back to Clifford Park. You have a rally set up. You have everything set up. Today, he's here in the studio with us, excited to do this, excited to kind of dive into this conversation. None other than Pastor Mario Moxie. Pastor, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon.
I'm grateful that you're here.
Brother Howard Grant, I'm grateful to be here, and happy Praise birthday, God. Aunt Cleo.
Yes. Yes. She celebrated her birthday. I'm happy to talk about this. I've been kind of eager to hear about it.
after Pastor Hervis actually brought all the information to the forefront and started to talk about what this could mean, the implication, and I saw the news clip of you being able to speak, they made a commercial out of it. I said, well, this is a significant opportunity for a lot of persons to contribute and make some things happen. Tell me about how this came about.
This came about, just to give you a little history, Pastor Minister Vaughn Miller, I don't know which capacity to reference him, so I'll just say Brother Miller, because in our men's mobilization march, we kind of level the playing field, so everybody's a brother. We left all our titles outside, and but he and I go way back from our days of protesting, he and myself, along with several others. And so he approached me about this and saying, you know, we need to do something in our country. We started talking, Brother Jack Thompson. And so we started to put together a group of men that we
Jack Thompson's PS, public
PS,
sector.
PS Jack Thompson. But of course, he's really Brother Jack Thompson.
For the men's mobilization
march. And so we got together with some other brothers that feel the same way. Shannon Don Cartwright.
Yes.
Brother Valentino Williams.
Yes.
Brother Hewlin Hannah.
Yes.
And Brother Hervis Bain, mm-hmm. and myself. And so we all got together and they said, you know what, let's make that. And Brother Franklin Butler. Cannot forget Brother Franklin Butler.
Yes.
Sorry for that. But let's get together and let's make this something that we can at least start the conversation. And so that's what the Men's Mobilization March is all about, is to bring this awareness that we're all brothers. This violence that we saw at the beginning of the year was just extremely repulsive to good-thinking Bohemians. And we want to make sure that we put our stake in the ground to voice our displeasure over how we're treating one another as brothers. And then build that collaboration, that unity. So this becomes the springboard. For
commend you and all the brothers that actually, and the others who are listening in and want to be able to lend their strength, lend their voice, lend their position to sort of the idea. And I just want to be able to encourage you that, you know, there must be a sense of consistency. I think that's where we fall down, mm-hmm. as a nation, as a people, where we have excellent ideas, great opportunities to be able to kind of present something to the forefront, and then our inconsistency causes persons to drop off. To have the strength of brothers behind you to be able to stand and be able to make this sort of representation socially, I think is extremely important for the next generation.
I think it is, you know, and if you know myself, you know, and everyone else sitting around the table, you know, Franklin Butler is the CEO of KO Bahamas. He's mm-hmm. been involved in business practically almost all his life. Mm-hmm. Bishop Valentino Williams is an incredible church planter and doing an incredible job in growing his church, Life Changes. Hervis Bain, again, a very forward-thinking man with depth in terms of this nation.
That's in his blood, by the way.
That's in his blood.
Yeah.
Bishop Hewlin Hannah, who is a former police officer, assistant commissioner of police,
yeah.
and also a churchman. But you sit down and you speak with him, you understand his vast knowledge from his policing days.
And it's hard for people.
Minister Vaughn Miller. I'm just going through these. People understand the depth and caliber of individuals, that all of us are very strategic,
yes.
in our thinking, our process, and everything that we do. When we jumped into this, this was not something that we said, okay, we're going to be strategic about this. Just figure out what we're going to do for the next 5 years. What we felt was we needed to do something now. Mm-hmm. And like everything else, it always takes a germ of an idea, a seed that is sown, that's planted, and we begin to watch this mushroom. So we anticipate that there's some things, sustainable programs and things that will come as a result of this, but we just needed to get started. We needed to say, hey, here we are, we're mobilized, we want to do some things in our nation, let's get some men together and let's see what happens. You know, one of the most amazing things is you don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. You don't know whose life is going to be impacted. You don't know who's going to hear a message. I used to be bothered when, you know, persons would go on the radio, they'll ask me, well, why aren't you speaking out against this? Or why aren't you saying this against that? And they always want you to speak out against something. And I'm standing there thinking, you know, I don't want the verbiage. I don't want the talk. You know, we got to do something. This is wrong and we shouldn't do this. You know, let's be a little bit more proactive than that. So I've always been bothered by making public statements or making statements related to...
Without action.
Yeah. And I've come to realize, and I had to repent, because I've come to realize that many times people do need a voice that is spoken in the marketplace, someone that can say, this is not right, because it feeds into the narrative of someone else listening and saying, you know what, I'm positioned to do something about that. And so this is kind of one of those things of us realizing that we need a call to action, and that's what this is all about. This is a call to action for every man out there that's listening, that this resonates with, that he's now empowered to do something. Notwithstanding that we're not going to move on from this point, but this is so much bigger than anything that we can do. This is our Bahamas, and there's so many men who are impacted, who can do something as a result of what they experience, what they feel, what they hear, what they see as a result of Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that excites me because it's so much bigger than us.
I really got to say that I put significant work in on what our expectations are in this dispensation, this time, this year specifically, from the church, from the body of Christ, from those that stand in conviction, from those who have the repertoire and the backing of the Word of God embedded in their spirits. There needs to be a standard bearer to be able to speak about these things. And when we saw one man, one young person got murdered after another at the beginning, it was sort of a subconsciously, whether persons pronounced it or not, looking around for representation to stand up and speak. To see you, your brothers, the brotherhood, the culmination of men from various sectors under one faith, one banner, one determination to mobilize is an absolutely amazing thing. I got to say that to you. I think it's a wonderful thing to be able to see this level of strength socially that is an introduction to what our expectations could be into the future. Yeah. I think, as you said, there are a great deal of possibilities. There's not necessarily a plan for the next 5 years, but there are great opportunities that can exist here. And hopefully it could spin off into small groupings where you could bring young men in together and find spaces to do these things.
And you know, that's where the church shines the most, because everything begins with an awareness.
Yeah.
We must have an awareness of what's going on around us and sensitized to the fact that there's something that all of us can do. And that's what this is all about. There's something that all of us can do. Men can come out and with their feet make a statement. Just marching can make a statement that, you know what, I'm for brotherhood. I'm not for this violence. I'm not for our nation going down. Empowered to do something about that in my sphere of influence. Wherever that may be, whatever, and that may be in my home, that may be in my community, that may be in my neighborhood, that may be in my church, it may be in my workplace. I have this influence that I now need to leverage on other men to say, you know what, I march, and I march for a reason, and what you're doing, you need to reconsider that.
No
man is an island, you know.
No.
Before anything happens, we tend to be in circles, we tend to be in communities. And so everyone in the community have an opportunity to speak up and influence the brothers in that community, to influence the brothers. And this can be at work. You know, a lot of talk happens at work. Guys get together, they're on the job, they're working, and they're talking. But somebody needs to be a voice of reason in the midst of that conversation where no one else is there. But that one single voice to say, guys, I don't think this is right. I don't think the way you're treating your wife is the right. I don't think you having sweethearts is a thing for you to do. I don't think you stealing from the boss is okay. You know, just to be able to say that echoes loudly in those smaller conversations.
And it really comes from a trusted voice, you know. When they identify you as a trusted leader, they never necessarily articulate this. They never say that you're the alpha, but they understand that your faith causes you to be able to beam differently in this grouping. So they'll normally lean to you right? If you're that person in the group, and say, what you think about this?
What you saying about this,
yeah. Right? And this is how we, as men, we learn about prostate cancer. We learn about the fact that we need to be able to get over certain issues as it relates to going to doctors. We learn about the importance of being able to find strength in our relationships. We learn about commitment. This is how we learn as men.
Yeah.
From men. The men's mobilization market is going to be amazing.
And from barbershops. I mean, the conversations that happen at the barbershops are amazing. Men learn about things, like you said, you know, and none of us are exempt. We go through hardships, we go through financial crisis, we go through health crisis, we go through mental crisis, relationship crisis. We experience all these crises,
yeah.
And we have an opportunity to discuss these things in the barbershops, in our small groups, yeah. in our environments. And there are men there who I know are listening to us right now. And who needs to feel empowered to speak to those issues in real time,
yeah.
every day.
A couple of them are calling in right now. Guys, if you want to be a part of this quick conversation, I'd love you to do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up. Get a caller on the line. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you're on with us live. Okay, so you left. All right. So the lines are wide open. If you want to have this kind of a conversation, we're here with none other than Pastor Mario Moxie for the purposes of the Men Mobilization March. All of us are sitting in the space of neutrality as brother, right? So we're sitting here in this kind of a position. So tell me about this. What are some of the things that we're going to be able to see on the Men's Mobilization March? Are we just marching? And then what's going to happen after that? Talk to me about it.
So the march actually begins tonight. Tonight we have a speech competition. We have junior high school students and junior high school male students and senior high school male students who will be competing tonight at University of the Bahamas for a speech competition. We have a junior winner and a senior winner. So on the parade, and actually these winners would become ambassadors for the Men Mobilization March. They'll become the ambassadors, and we're kind of really excited about that because, again, this is a journey. We haven't done this before, so we're kind of excited to see where this takes these young men, the doors and the opportunities that open, the fact that they have these speeches, their voices are now being brought to bear on our social dilemma and the social challenges that we're facing. We're hearing from our youth. And we see a lot of negative publicity about our youth, but there's so many of them that are doing so well
yeah.
that we don't highlight.
Yeah.
So when we gather on Sunday, April 28th at 3 p.m. at Clifford Park, we're going to be marching on our streets. We're going to leave Clifford Park and head to Nassau Street South on Nassau Street, and then east on Ponciana Drive, and then north on Blue Hill Road. And then west onto Cumberland and Bay Street and back to Clifford Park. Once we get back to Clifford Park, we're going to have a rally. So you're going to hear a couple of keynotes from the directorate and the director of those men that I mentioned earlier, the Franklin Butler, Brother Franklin Butler, Brother Valentino Williams, Brother Shannon R. Cartwright, Brother Hewlin Hanna, Brother Vaughn Miller, Brother Hervis Bain, and myself. You're going to hear from us. We're going to be on the platform, as well as you're going to hear some music and so forth. These speech competition winners. And you know, I may be a little biased, but I am so looking forward to tonight and looking forward to them being able to deliver their speech to that crowd on Sunday, because This is what we're doing for the next generation.
Yeah.
You know, and to be able to see them there. And also, the night is going to culminate in a candlelight vigil. So we want to encourage everyone to bring a candle out so we can memorialize those who have fallen. We have some brothers who have fallen. And, of course, people have all sorts of grief and that they experience as a result of a loss of a loved one. So we want to be able to pause and remember them. We also have a guest doctor that will be there that will speak to this issue, the trauma of what it like when someone walks in or presents themselves, not walk in, but present themselves in a hospital, and there's some traumatic thing that has happened to them. And so one of the more prominent doctors in our community, Dr. Loxley Munro, is going to be there, and he's going to be able to speak to what does that look like when a young man walks in with a, not, I shouldn't say walk in, when he's presented in the hospital with a gunshot wound and he's fighting for his life. These are the things that we want to be able to sensitize our audience to on Sunday.
You know what I add about this, and I'm excited about this. Guys, if you're out there, you want to be able to know how to present yourself. We're all wearing white.
We're all wearing white shirts. We want to keep it very simple. This is not about expenses or anything of that nature. We feel like every man has a white shirt, and white is a symbol of purity. White is a symbol of us having a clean slate and starting afresh. So it represents that purity, that freshness. And so everyone has a white shirt and jeans and some tennis shoes. Tennis shoes, whatever shoes you have, come out and let's march together.
Talk to me about this. There is this sort of a bubbling sentiment socially, especially sitting in this kind of a position, hearing persons call in and given their views and opinion, social standpoint. There is this bubbling sentiment that seems to be rising. I'm afraid that it's a geyser, right? And it's going to kind of spew in a minute that we've done, that, you know, we are corrupt, immoral as a society, and there is no hope for us. There is no redemption. There is no opportunity to be able to curb and turn our ways from this particular position. What are your thoughts about that, this sort of a sentiment? Because it exists from a religious perspective or spiritual perspective. It exists politically. It exists from an educational perspective, from an economic perspective. A lot of persons have just really given up. And the strength that we expect from our men are not necessarily being able to stand and say, hey, listen, this is not the end. We have to amalgamate our strengths and continue to be able to move forward. Talk to me about that.
You know, you had it as a religious sentiment, not a spiritual one.
Okay,
talk from a spiritual perspective, that is the business that God is in. He's in the business of redemption. He's in the business of turning things around. And no matter how dark it may seem on the outside, there's always light. And that's the beauty of men coming together. You see that there is hope. You see that there is light. Of course, people are discouraged, but that's the reason why we need to stand. That's the reason why we need to be out there so that we can encourage the brothers. There are some brothers who are in a very hopeless position. They're in a hopeless state in the sense of they feel trapped. You know, in talking to some of them, the reality of it is they're carrying weapons because they feel as though they have to protect themselves and protect their families. Of course, there are always going to be some bad apples, but I'm mentioning this only to show that there is this sentiment of feeling trapped, and they don't know where to go to get that escape. They don't know where to go to for hope. And so it's important for us to always remember that God is a God of hope. We may reach the end of our rope, but we're never at the end of hope. The doctors can tell you that there is no cure, there's no remedy, there's no medicine, but they cannot tell you there is no hope, because the moment we begin to talk about hope, we've left this natural realm and we've gone into a supernatural realm. And that's where we need to tap into. We're doing a great job trying to create a world without God, but we can't exist without Him. We need Him like we need our next breath of air. And so we need God in our lives because He infuses with the hope. No matter how things may look around us, no matter how dark the clouds may be, we know that that silver lining comes through Jesus Christ.
I love this.
Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, knowing that God was fully able to persuade him. And he was able to do for him which he could not do for himself. Mm-hmm. He did not waver. That means he did not vacillate. We get the word vacillating from vacillate. He wasn't slipping and sliding and trying to figure this out. But he was strong in faith. And that's what we need today. We need men who are strong in faith. And that's what we want to see on Sunday.
I want to be able to talk a little bit more about this. When you, I want to take this commercial break if you allow me an opportunity to do that. When I get back, I want to talk about how men become a part of a group, how we don't necessarily have a rite of passage, and we always identify an opportunity to be able to move on. And then I want to talk about what our expectations are now, strengthen our society from, and build the intangibles that we continue to talk about. And how is this going to happen with the men's mobilization, Mark? Or is this the beginning of what we can expect to see in this beautiful country? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with none other than Pastor Mario Moxie. I'm being able to talk about the men's mobilization march that's going to be happening on Sunday. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle, every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 and Radio, Howard Grant, in your company, The Foundation. It's a beautiful day. I'm grateful to be in your company. It's a Small Business Thursday. Guys, if you want to be a part of Small Business Thursday, I always tell you, give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. Today, on this segment, I've kind of sliced out an entire time to kind of talk with this. I wanted to take advantage of being able to have Mr. Mario Moxie here in the house with us and being able to talk about these things. He is always absolutely on point and wonderful in his in these things, and he's impassioned in his position to be able to identify the nation liberated from the chains and shackles in this kind of a complacent position for us to be able to move towards this kind of a growth and development that we've been called to. I always hear it in his voice and his passion, his disposition, and his social expectation. Yet again, his action and his advocacy in this kind of a position for the men's mobilization mark just continues to be able to speak to that. April 28th at 3 p.m. from Clifford Park, we're going to be taking a walk right around. We're all white. Men, come out. Men, come out. There's a lot of women out there listening in. And they were saying, well, what about us? What about us? What about us have it? Everyone, come have it. What I must do? Tell them what they got to do.
We just released the route for that, and it's on social media. So we're encouraging all of the women to join us on the sidelines. Cheer us on from the sidelines. That's why we published the route, because I think it's one thing for a man to march, but when his family, his wife, his daughters on the sideline saying, you march, you go, you're doing it for us, it just raised the whole stake for him.
Yeah.
And puts that responsibility on his shoulders, something that many men are so keen about.
Yeah.
And so it's important for the women to come out and stay on the sidelines, watch us march, and you're at the rally, you can be at the rally, that's fine, but this march is all about to mobilize men together.
This is heavy, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Because for me, I envision the proverbial walls of Jericho come down, progressive step that men take in our community.
Reverberating. And it's the reverberation.
This is just all my, I think.
Yeah, but it's but my point, because it's the one step. When I say reverberating, I don't know if you ever taken a pebble and threw it in a lake.
Absolutely.
And see it reverberate. That's the same thing that I'm seeing. I'm seeing with every step that I'm, it reverberates throughout the community. You feel it. There are those concentric circles to expand and augment, and you can see it just
like
growing
this.
Bigger and bigger and bigger. But it takes a movement. It takes a spark. You know, we grow singing that song. It only takes a spark
to get a fire going. Yeah,
and that's, we want a nation that burns brightly with hope, with peace, with love, because this is what we're capable of. This is what it means to be Bahamian. This is what it means to be our brother's keeper. You know, it's not just standing there with the brothers during the hard times.
Yeah. Guys, the lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Very well. Reach for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He will help you to unweave the tangles of life. Congratulations, Mr. Moxie. Oh, this is something that I'm so happy to hear is happening amongst our men. You know, yes, we women need to stand on the side and give men a chance to stand. There's been so much, and I'm so pleased that at long last, it seems as if the brothers are going to be doing... Yeah, Jesus said, he's the one who says, trust me, that Jesus Christ. Wow, I'm happy to hear about what's happening on Sunday.
Yes.
The best of everything to you.
Yes.
God be with you.
Thank you so much for your telephone call.
Well,
thank you so much for your telephone call. We do appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you so
take
much.
Take care now.
You too. See you later. Good to hear from you. But if you want to be able to do it, let's talk about these things. Socially, there has been sort of a pushback. I think a lot of persons are charged from a political standpoint to try to be able to identify the tribulation that is being visited upon the Bahamian people, that's been visited upon our finances and education, so forth and so on. There is sort of an idea to put a target on the back of someone.
Yes.
This tangible, it must be him. It must be this party. It must be that. It must be that. Talk to us about some of the intangibles of what we need to focus on, and how do we strengthen ourselves to get back to this space that we can say, wow, the country is really moving forward. Talk to me about it.
Well, you know, if you know the stages of grief, then you know that blame is one of them. And it's a human thing. We all get to a point where we want to blame somebody. So the thing we blame is whoever's in charge. Anytime something happens, whoever's in charge, so the political party of the day, they're the blame for what's happening in the Bahamas. And then they're gone, the next political party comes, and then they're the blame for what's happening in the Bahamas. We, as long as we're blaming, and we know this concept, as long as we point the finger, there are four or three other fingers that are pointing back to us. We have to take responsibility ourselves. We cannot wait on politicians. We cannot wait on educators. We cannot wait on our business people to do something. We have to take the lead ourselves. And this is what I love about men. Men intrinsically understand that they are responsible for their families. And that's where it begins. As a man, I am a prophet, priest, and king. That means something to me. It means something to my family that I'm the prophet, priest, and king. That means that I'm there to guide as a prophet, to guard as the priest, and to govern as the king.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there to guide, guard, and govern. That is to direct, protect, and correct my family, correct my community, do all these things, to be present in the midst of every chaos that's happening. My role is very defined for me. And there's nothing in the world like a man who understands his position. And that's why it's important for us to instill purpose in men, so they understand who they are. I had an experience a couple of years ago that really made an impact on my life. I know it made an impact on the student's life, but it made more of an impact on me. There was a student, this was many years ago. Ms. Wright was the principal of L.W. Young at the time, and she suspended a student in my care. A couple of weeks later, I went back to the school, and she said, Pastor Mario, what did you do with that student? he's a different person altogether. I don't understand. I don't understand. You only had him for a day. What in the world did you do? And I was embarrassed because what I did to me was no heavy lifting. I spent the day with him. I talked with him. I took him out to lunch, sat down with him. I gave him the menu, tell him to order whatever he wanted to order. I realized he was taking a little long, so I figured maybe he didn't know how to read the menu. So I broke down some things and offered him some things. We sat down and I spoke to him about purpose. I spoke to him about his, not necessarily his direction in life, but what does he want in life? And he began to share with me what he wanted in life. And I began to share with him how it's possible for him to have his dreams and his aspirations. That young man, after that day, walked away with a new and refreshed purpose, understanding that he can take a different path in life. He was able to see over the wall of what life can be like for him and his family, his future family. I'm saying all that to say this. It doesn't take that much from us who may be a little further ahead than everyone else. If we just take a little time with the next generation, if we take a little time, not even with the next generation, but there's some grown man that just needs some guidance and some help, and it doesn't take that much. It's just being able to say a word of comfort, a word of direction, a word of purpose, and speak into their life and tell them that they can be more than what they think they can be. And it just blossoms, it blows up, because there's something within us, and there's innate in us as men that we want to be the leaders. We want to be the providers. Yeah. We want to have that spirit on us that we can take care of our family in a legit way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much that we can do as men. You know, we're waiting on somebody else. We're blaming this one and blaming that one. But there are things that you and I can do today mm-hmm. that will make a difference.
Let's have you that you say legit, because I think that a great deal of men, whether they are in our faith or they are considering our faith or whether they're content in the position that they're in, there is sort of a fight towards legitimacy, right? Whether or not you want to show your father that I can be the man that you showed that I was supposed to be. Whether or not your father wasn't in your life and you show him I'm going to be better than you are. Whether or not you want to be able to show your wife and all these persons the responsibilities that you have that I can do this, right? Legitimacy is very important, and a lot of persons find that legitimacy and that reassurance when they find the proper grouping.
Yeah. Community is important. You know, I oftentimes would tell men, friends are like elevators. They'll either take you up or they'll take you. So you got to be very careful of the community that you place yourself in. This is the reason why, and you know, in the church, we don't do a good job promoting the virtue and the benefit of being in the church community. But the reality of it is, men who are in the church community, they live longer. That's a statistical fact. Men that are in the church community, they tend to be healthier. And there's a spiritual element to that, but there's also a social element to that as well. And that is being in the right grouping.
It's heavy what you said, you know.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning of that, the first thing I heard is, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And then what I heard in my mind, glad is the joy of the Lord, which is medicine to your spirit.
Right. Mental.
It's heavy.
Mental. The implications there is profound.
It's heavy.
But when we find ourselves in those right kind of communities, it's amazing what begins to happen in us.
Wow.
One of the things... People would visit Bahamas Harvest Church, for example, and I'm not talking about Bahamas Harvest Church because, you know, that's the church I get to pastor, but I'm only using this as an example. But people would visit us, and they would ask me, other pastors, they would say, how is it that you have so many men in your church? We did a breakdown of statistics of men versus women in our church, almost 50-50. And so they asked, well, how is it that you have so many men? And the only thing I can think of is the fact that we're strong on families. And so when a man comes and finally visits with his wife, and he shows up to church and he sees other men there with their wives, he goes on to begin to think, man, I don't want my wife to go there and everybody think that she don't have a husband. I need to be there with her.
This is heavy what you're doing.
It is.
I literally have the answer for you, why you have, and so much men gravitate toward your church. I literally have the answer. You teach. Men yearn teaching. Men yearn for you to break down things that they've been contemplating for years. They yearn that. They need to understand from a Greek perspective, from a Hebrew perspective, they need to understand the origin of these particular. Anytime a man identifies a teacher, he sits for tutelage. And what you do every single Sunday, and you go letter by letter, you identify these particular things, you provide the scriptures, you have an app that other persons can be able to follow. We could go home, read this, we could break this down. My children love church. We ain't talking about church today. But I'm simply saying to you, men love teaching. And if you want to be able to do that, that with a combination of family is what you could be able to find significant retention. Let me take one of these telephone calls. Call on the line. Thank you so much for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Howard. Good afternoon to you, sir, and good afternoon to Pastor Mario.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, I am so elated. I'm so happy that our men are taking their rightful position.
Praise God. Sir,
you said something a while ago that's very poignant, that men ought to know their purpose, their role, guide, guard, and govern.
Mm-hmm.
And as a woman, I love when the men take charge.
Mm-hmm.
Guide, guard, and govern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a recent video circulating that incident happened with the school in Grand Bahama. And I posted a message. I posted your promo for the march on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, these young people don't care about no march and all that stuff and all that stuff. And this is my response. The march is a rally. It's a rally call for our men to inspire, encourage them to reach out and be volunteers, be a foster father.
Mm-hmm.
Our youth are crying out for love, care, mm-hmm. and attention. They feel disconnected. I say, sadly, many of them are poorly socialized, lack of a father figure, a male figure. And I say, we pray continually. People want to know you care. They lack direction. They lack guidance. They lack support. Sadly, many lack the basic numeracy and literacy skills.
Mm-hmm.
Many feel they don't belong. You must reach out and touch them one by one.
Wow.
And that's the purpose of the rally call when I see come Sunday.
Wow.
I can be right on the sideline cheering you on.
Amen.
Onward Christian soldiers marching on to war. Amen.
Thank you so much for
bring
the telephone call.
Bring our families back in alignment. God bless and strengthen you. And let this march be continually now.
Amen.
And let's enlist the volunteers. God bless.
Thank you so much for your telephone call. Let me take one more caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Turn your radio down. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're good, man. How you doing?
Everything good. I just want to say this, and everything to what you said, I think y'all at Hot Bahamas Office have a big part of what it needs, what is needed in our community. On the other hand, I believe that our people aren't necessarily blaming no one. And I'll tell you why. I believe that what is we are openly rejecting the systems and institutions that continue to govern us. Like the host just said, he said you have the Greek and then you have the Hebrew. But there's some other perspectives of looking of our spirituality in regards to being followers and believers in Christ. Now, what I find to be so profound to me is that we, like how you say, we have politicians changing. And when you look at the politicians changing, they doing the same things because it's the system. When we ask for things and demand things outside of the system, it falls on deaf ears. I'll give you an example. Democracy in the place where it was founded is not working.
Mm-hmm.
The British Empire has not elected a official member, and we are saying, we crying that we don't want the democratic process. Or when we go to church, we want pastors to go and reiterate and reteach what was taught so we could know that we're making progress. We want studies to show that what you said, like that young boy who you talked about, where is he now? And what did you do? So we could pass it on, but we don't get that. We get in the same system and we get in different characters.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I want to thank you so very kindly for that. I think that's one of the things that we have recognized socially. From a social standpoint, a lot of persons have, they are engulfed with the story, but we never find out the results thereafter. And so a lot of persons, they get buy into the story, but sustainability and understanding how this transformation actually happened and what happened after this initial testimony is where a lot of persons actually ask, so what's happening now? Where are they now?
Yeah, what we do is we provide environments, and I think it's important for us to recognize that. If there was some way for us to put a chip in somebody's brain and reprogram them so they act a certain way and they do certain things for the rest of their lives, that would be wonderful. If God can change our hearts and minds and so that we live right, that would be, I think, that's a path that he would take. But the reality of it is he's made us free moral agents. We get to choose. We get to determine whether or not we're going to turn left or right. And that's the definition of democracy. You know, we get to make our own choices in life. We cannot force somebody to change. You know, there's a saying, I love to say this, the story of the pastor who became a mortician. He said, what I like about my job now is that when I lay people out straight, they stay straight. In other words, we can create the environments, we can recreate the programs, but it's up to the individual to determine whether or not they're going to stay on that path.
Yeah.
We do our part, and we leave the results up to God. So I know we love results, but sometimes results can paralyze us. You know, we're waiting on results, and so we're immobilized. We're not doing anything until we see evidence. But this march is calling for us to be mobilized without the evidence. It's for us to start this journey and take this journey together as a people and see what materializes, see what comes up out of it. You know, I'm not going to sit back and just lament over what's happening in our nation. I don't think anybody wants to do that. We want to be empowered to do something about it. And so let's do it. And if there's an idea that you have, then get going with the idea. Do something with the idea that you have in your heart. If somebody else is doing something, man, encourage them and join them if you can. But if you can't join them, and you don't discourage them.
No,
you don't take,
that's important.
Don't take that path of and I see us in our nation doing that to some degree as well. And I'm not saying that's what the caller was saying, but I just thought it was a great point to make. That we can criticize so easily when we see an effort being made, but we're not making any effort at all. I used to tell my son, why don't you solve all the world problems before you reach 18 while you still know everything? You know, because we think that, you know, we have the lock on how things should be. And if that's the case, then do it.
Yeah.
Be empowered to do it. And I would encourage you to do it. I would encourage you to mobilize your influence, mobilize your resources to do what's in your heart, whatever it is. And if something is inspiring in you, man, pursue it. Don't sit back, but just go all in. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think is needed. And you know the beauty of this march? This is happening throughout the length and breadth of our Bahamas. This is not New Providence-centric. This is not just happening in Nassau. This is happening in every family island simultaneously on Sunday. And that is the amazing thing about this. There are people in the family islands that are all fired up. You should see their flyers that are circulating on social media. It's amazing to see these things happening throughout the Bahamas because there's nothing like an idea whose time has come.
Yeah.
There's a pulse in our nation that's reverberating. As I said earlier, it's happening. People are feeling this, and we're on a journey that we don't know where this is going to take us, but we are pursuing it. We're going full steam ahead into what it is that we believe that the Lord's directing us.
I want to be able to say this. I think Habakkuk 2:2 actually speaks to us about being able to write the vision, make it plain. But there was some, I think, from a carnal perspective, they've made significant modifications to that. People gravitate towards that. If you build it, they will come. If you build this sort of a concept, an idea, and create the silhouette, the structure, the foundation for people to move on, you'll see people gravitated towards it. I want to be able to say to you and all the brothers who have come together for the inaugural move for the Men's Mobilization March, you've built something significant. And I believe that this is going to lead to a great deal of men coming in, realizing their strength, their purpose, and aligning themselves with the overarching objective of being able to transform this nation.
Yeah.
We are flat out of time. I want to thank you so very kindly, Pastor Mario Moxie. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to be able to reiterate to you again, please, on Sunday at, what time, 3 p.m. after church. After church, make sure you get your tennis on, so forth and so on.
That's
Radio
right.
White. We're going to be doing this on Clifford Park, 3 p.m. after church. This is for all persons. This is non-denominational. This isn't based upon whether you're a Catholic, Anglican,
right.
Baptist, so forth and so on. If you are a man
if
in our
man,
society,
regardless of your religious opinion, regardless of your religious creed, regardless
exactly.
of your political opinion, regardless of where you work, regardless of where you live, we want all Bahamians out on Sunday, no matter where you live in this country. If you live in another family island, there's a march that is happening that you can lend your support to.
Is there a number or anything the persons could be able to do? Or
there's a Facebook page
Facebook.
You can go to. And on the Facebook page, we're going to have the...
What's the Facebook page?
Men's Mobilization March.
Men's Mobilization March.
We're going to have the Family Island coordinators. That's scheduled to be posted later on today.
Okay. So April 28th, ladies and gentlemen, 3 p.m., Clifford Park, all the information. You're going to be wearing white. Men's Mobilization March on Facebook. Find out more information. I want to thank you so very kindly, Pastor Mario Moxie, and all the men, all the brothers associated with this. I want to thank you for being able to make such a significant impact and a step towards growth and development of the country. Well, that's the foundation today, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us. We're going to see you tomorrow, God's Spirit, right here on the foundation. Have a beautiful day. Until then.
The foundation. The foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bond for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the IAAF Road Relays Bahamas, the National Insurance Board, Popeyes, and Ron's Electric Motors. Foundation.